Okay. Halloween.
Spooky.
Look at all these spooky things.
Spooky. Or listen to these spooky things.
Yeah.
Hello.
My name is Mauro.
And I'm Spooky Dan.
Oh, my name is Spooky Mauro and I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our first episode of
Spooky season.
Spooky Wednesday video season thing.
That's the name?
Yeah. Spooky Wednesday season thing.
That's almost as good as Dan's dog walking and pet sitting.
Yeah, check us out, danspecker.com. Yeah, we're doing this where we're talking about fake animals, but not so fake sometimes.
I think things like this are super fun to think about them potentially being real.
And to tell your kid while you're walking in the farm at night when you're growing up in a rural area.
Actually, well, all right. So I think we should both do those stories. So give the brief of childhood torture.
We were told that you can't go out at night in the farm because Chupacabra is going to get you. But apparently from the research, it only eats animals. But I was told that I was in danger when I was a kid.
We believed it.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Now, we believed it. I was terrified.
Did your parents do anything to further your belief?
No.
All right.
It was purely verbal.
So here's my childhood. Now, don't get me wrong. I was raised by two wonderful, loving parents. And my dad was a psychiatrist, or still is, a psychiatrist. Like someone who studies the impact of things on the mind. So when we were little, he told us that if we didn't go to bed at night, the man in the shed would get us.
Oh, and you from your shed?
The shed in my parents' backyard.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It gets way better. He would go out there at night, turn the lights on, and move stuff.
Oh, that's...
He would be in a...
That's kind of... That sounds like something I would do, though.
That sounds like emotional abuse.
Future kid of mine, if you're watching this, That's definitely something I would do.
If you ever need future Moro's children, if you ever need clarification on any lies your father is telling you, just shoot me a text.
I mean, I'm going to be a spooky dad, I think. I don't like that. I don't like the way I said that. But Halloween-y dad. I'm going to tell them about the Chupacabra. And for now, we're going to talk about the Chupacabra.
All right.
So what is the Chupacabra?
He or they. I don't want to.
Them.
Them, yeah. Them, theirs, a creature of folklore, right? Yeah,
folklore, the lore of folk.
The name Chupacabra translates to goat sucker.
What a sucker.
And it
literally.
Was literally, it was a reptile-like creature, as you can see here, with a leathery or scaly greenish-gray skin with sharp spines running down its back.
Yeah, already creepy. Already sounds like an alien.
It sounds terrifying.
Already, there's a lot of different renditions of this animal. Some are huge, some are not. I was told they were very fast. I was told they were very dangerous. And I was told it was real. So, thank God the internet exists now. I didn't have Wi-Fi until I was like 12 years old. So, I couldn't look these things up.
I didn't have Wi-Fi till like college.
We get it. You're old. We get it. Your cell phone was $5,000 and it weighed 30 pounds. We get it.
I'm not that old.
Anyways, so we have an origin story. This traces, it can be traced back to a single eyewitness account.
Well, first, let's do the origin story of the name.
Oh, God. Okay, fine.
So the first reported attack was in March of 1995 in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
What happened?
The actual name is attributed to Puerto Rican comedian Silverio Perez, who coined the label in 1995 while commenting on the attacks as a San Juan radio DJ. So this guy has a platform and he decided to just spew this bullshit out and cause a panic in the little tiny island of Puerto Rico.
So my favorite part about the story is, it, like Mauro was saying, it could be traced back to a single eyewitness, a Puerto Rican woman by the name of
Madeline Tolentino.
And the sighting became the basis for everything Chupacabra related.
I just love, like, she like became the Chupacabra oracle. Like,
yeah.
Everyone came to her to ask her questions because she was the only one.
So she described it as a bipedal, dark-eyed, long limb with spikes on its back. Now, this is the fun part.
Yeah.
So her chupacabra was nearly identical to an alien monster in the science fiction horror film Species. For those of you who remember, this is what the thing looked like.
The very pretty lady that became a monster.
I did have a huge crush on her.
Me too. Oh, man.
So the similarities were too great to be just coincidence. And not only has she just recently seen the movie, she stated in interviews that the movie monster looked like the chupacabra with spines on its back and all. The resemblance to the chupacabra was really impressive.
She made up the chupacabra's appearance based on the movie and then saw the movie again and said, that looks like a chupacabra.
That looks like a chupacabra, bro.
That's such a paradox of bullshit. What did the chupacabra eat other than goats? Because it's in the name.
It ate farm animals and pets.
And according to my parents in Argentina, humans and children that love to wander around the farm at night. Thank you, all the parents from my small town, for furthering that fear.
You guys honestly are great. Sound great. So a little fist bump to you guys.
You guys are great. I told you about the other superstition, the evil light. It was the light that you saw on the horizon that never got close, never got far. It was just there like a droning red light. And if you saw it, it meant you were going to die. La luz mala, the evil light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I lived in a fun little town that terrified its children.
Real quick pause if we're talking about superstitions. Go Google fan death.
I don't know what that is.
But we'll talk about it off air.
Okay, that's great.
It's amazing.
So how did it eat? I'll tell you, with its mouth. That's it.
Yeah, what are you, stupid? How does everything eat?
I'm not. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. But it sucked the blood of its victims dry.
Yeah.
Like left them completely bloodless, which is one of the key characteristics of people that found, you know, carcasses of animals. Like, oh, the blood is gone. That chupacabra, right?
Or
a wolf that pierced the aorta.
Yeah, like.
Or something more rational.
Honestly, it could be. And could these be things human. Were 3 to 4 feet tall.
You could punt that.
Allegedly.
40 yards.
Really? I don't know, man. These things had spikes.
So what ate it? Did it have any predators?
Yeah. Facts and science.
Read a book.
Stupid chupacabra.
Yeah. So this is fun. The last known sighting. When was it?
7 hours ago. Legitimately, at the time of this
recording,
I went on Google News and the last sighting was 7 hours ago.
7 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where?
I don't remember.
I think it was Texas, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of them in Texas.
Yeah. Isn't there a Chupacabra Museum in San Antonio or something?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. But yeah, 7 hours ago, I mean, it was probably like a stray dog with mange or something.
Yeah. Like people confuse foxes, coyotes, what else? Other canids. Well, anything with mange.
Yeah. Like if it's a hairless fox, I would think it's a creepy little creature.
Every
you know?
Single picture of a chupacabra we've seen looks like a sick
dog.
Yeah,
it looks like a canine sort of creature.
Yeah.
Species.
A canid.
A canid. Canid?
Yeah. Canid?
Canid.
Canid.
Anyway, the chupacabra, goat blood-sucking thing.
Before we end.
What do you have?
There is a song.
Are you going to read the lyrics?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we have a chupacabra song. I don't think we can play it. Because of the copyright law of this country, but he's going to read the lyrics if he can find them. If
Hold
not,
on.
We're doing this live because that's what we do. We just had a bunch of food.
the page you've requested is from a site that has been permanently removed.
Okay, so the lyrics do not exist, just like the chupacabra brought it back. I'm going to keep talking until Dan figures out what to do to fill out
this
time. I
just want to sing it.
El Chupacabra. Eats all the children, and then he kills them, and then he eats them, and then El Chupacabra.
Literally, just go on YouTube and look up El Chupacabra song. It's
that's a banger.
It's been there for since 2006.
Chupacabra, I hardly know her.
And that's the end of the episode.
And that's the end of the episode.
Wait, before we end, actually, did we discuss the Moorer Foundation?
On Monday, but we can say it again.
So if you can see. Obviously, if you're listening, you can't tell that I'm wearing a pink shirt. Every year, I
designed that.
He did design this little, there we go.
Anyways, what is it about?
So the Moorer Foundation is an amazing organization that.
Go ahead. Carry on.
So the Mora Foundation is a wonderful organization whose mission is to save lives through breast health education with a focus on breast cancer prevention, healthy lifestyle choices, early detection, and risk reduction. So it's very hard to find somebody who has not been touched by this disease, and we would love it if you go check them out. MoraFoundation.org.
We'll put links in the description and everything. Breast cancer, hell of a lot scarier than chupacabras or werewolves.
Well, because breast cancer is real.
Because breast cancer is real, and it affects a lot of people every year. So that's why every year we try to do this little fundraiser to raise awareness, raise some funds for the Mora Foundation.
Raise $10,000.
Try to raise $10,000 this year. I think that's the most we've ever set the goal.
Yeah, last year we did just shy of $7,000. So.
Yeah, so educate yourself. Links in the description. Check it out. Chupacabra, not real. Breast cancer, super real and scary. So educate yourself. Drop a couple bucks. And be nice to the planet.
Recycle.
Recycle, compost.
Tell people you love them.
Tell your kids that the chupacabra is real and make sure they have a wildly irrational fear of going out at night because of the chupacabra.
Did you have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was terrified of that shit. Like, to this day, I'm still like, yo, someone's definitely in
here. Yeah, it's a spooky season. Go scare your kids into, you know, lifelong trauma.
Don't do that. Therapy's super expensive.
Yeah, don't do that. Anyways, thank you so much for watching, listening, and being part of this.
Remember to like, subscribe, comment, share, visit us, animalspodcast.com, hit your mic.
Too much of them. Anyways,
Corinne, if you do not do all of these things, I am looking directly
Corinne,
at you.
You sweetheart, thank you so much for all the support.
Should we feature Corinne?
Yeah, we're gonna put a picture of Corinne. She's gonna hate it, but we're gonna put it.
I actually have a great picture that we should be using of her.
Okay.
It is her adorably sleeping with her mouth open.
Oh my god.
Covered in blankets.
We're gonna use that, and you're gonna see it, Corinne.
Yeah.
Because we know you don't miss our episodes, like not one of them. So you're definitely gonna see this.
Yeah.
So thank you, Corinne. Thank you, Matt, and thank you to all you. If you guys want a shout out, just like Corinne got, like a 3-minute shout out.
Click there.
Email us animals@danspicker.com, and we will shout you out. Whoever you are, unless you're, you know, an asshole, which I doubt.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Alex, I love you. Goodbye.